Hi, this is Jeanette on the recorded line.
Hello. Hi, my name is Eric, and I have a potential customer for hair relaxer lawsuit. Her name is Courtney Gentry. Courtney, K-O-U-R-T-N-E-Y. Courtney, last name is Gentry, G-E-N-T-R-Y.
Okay.
And her phone number is 323-952-9326. Should I repeat the number?
Yes, please.
Yeah, 323-952-9326.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, so she's on the line, so can I connect her?
Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you so much, ma'am.
Hello, Courtney.
The recording has started. This call is no longer being recorded.
Hello, Courtney.
Yes.
Hi, my name is Jeanette, and we're speaking on a recorded line. How are you doing today?
I'm okay, and yourself?
Good. Thank you for asking. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to help assist with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm you have not signed any legal documents retaining an attorney regarding the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Right.
Okay. And is this claim on behalf of yourself or a loved one who used hair relaxers?
Myself.
Okay. And did you use hair relaxers or hair straightening chemicals within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with cancer after using hair relaxers?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. What kind of cancer were you diagnosed with?
Ovarian cancer.
Ovarian cancer, okay. And when were you diagnosed with ovarian cancer?
February 15th, 2024.
Okay. And what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Dr. De La Rosa Jose.
Okay. And where did Dr. De La Rosa Jose practice out of?
The LA Community Hospital.
Okay. Thank you. Really? Hospital. Okay. And is that on East Olympic Boulevard?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Okay. And in what state did you use hair relaxers?
In California.
Okay. And did you use hair relaxers more than 4 times in a single year before being diagnosed with ovarian cancer?
Yes.
Okay. And on average, how many times per year did you use hair relaxers before your diagnosis?
Well, I was using the hair relaxer like once a month for like the past 11 years.
Okay. So 12 times per year?
Yeah.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your date of birth?
12/21/90.
Thank you. Happy early birthday, by the way.
Thank you.
And were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay. And do you have any other family members or friends who also were affected by hair relaxers?
No.
Okay. Thank you. And when would you say you first started using hair relaxers?
In June 2012.
Okay, and when would you say you stopped using hair relaxers?
Like February of this year, February 2024.
Okay, 2024. And how often would you say you used hair relaxer products? Weekly, monthly, 4 times per year?
Once a month.
Okay. And you did you use them consecutively?
Yes.
Okay, so how many consecutive years have you used hair relaxer products?
11 years.
11 years, okay. And did you use hair relaxers at home or in a salon or both?
Both.
Okay. And then if at home, where did you purchase the hair relaxers from?
Like a beauty supplier, in a store, beauty products.
Uh-huh. Okay. And then when done at the salon, what salon would you go to?
It was like a family business.
Okay. Thank you. And what brand of hair relaxing products did you use?
L'Oreal.
Okay, thank you. And did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the hair relaxing products regularly for at least 1 year?
After I started or after I stopped?
So were you diagnosed with ovarian cancer 2 or more years after you first started using the products regularly for at least 1 year? So after you started?
No, it was after I stopped.
Yeah.
stopped.
Yeah, but...
Yeah.
So, okay, so I know the question's worded weirdly, but were you diagnosed with cancer 2 or more years after using hair relaxers?
Yeah.
Okay, and then you used the products regularly for at least 1 year before you were diagnosed with cancer.
Right.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, it's worded. It should be 2 questions, but the way they have it is combined. But I appreciate that.
Okay.
And what type of treatment did you receive for the ovarian cancer?
What do you mean? I had got chemo.
Oh, yeah, that's treatment. Yep.
So, yeah, I had got the chemo for, like, monthly cycles for the past 6 months. And
okay.
Then, yeah.
Okay. And when did you start treatment? When did you start doing chemotherapy? So the best of your memory.
Hold on a second. I don't remember. I want to say in February.
Okay.
Like February 24th. Yeah.
Pardon?
Like February.
Okay, February 2024. Okay.
2024, yeah.
Okay. Okay, and then you were diagnosed February 15th, so would your treatment would have been after you were diagnosed?
Yeah.
So is it okay to just put an estimated day of February 20th?
Okay, yeah.
Okay. And your medical records will show the exact treatment date. It's just a placeholder for now. What was the name of the doctor that treated you?
It was Dr. De La Rosa Jose.
Okay. So he was the treating doctor as well.
Mm-hmm.
And treatment was done at Los Angeles Community Hospital?
Right.
Okay. Thank you. And can you confirm your gender for me, please?
My gender? I'm female.
Thank you. And how do I spell your first name?
KOURCNEY.
Thank you.
You don't need my last name. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. And then your last name?
Oh, GENTRY.
Thank you. And do you have a suffix to your name, like junior and senior, or none?
No.
Thank you. And then for the purpose of requesting medical records, what is your social?
You need my whole social?
Either
or
the whole or the
one?
Yeah, the last four is
last four. 5673.
5673, thank you. And what is a good email address for you?
My name, so CourtneyGentry248@gmail.com.
Okay, thank you. Okay. And the phone we're speaking on, I have it down as 323-952. 9326?
Yes.
Okay. And is this a cell phone or a landline?
A cell phone.
Thank you. And what is a good mailing address for you?
861 East 119th Street, Los Angeles, California, 90059.
Okay. 90059?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And is there an apartment number or building number or no?
No.
Okay. Thank you. And do you have any medical records, or would you be able to provide any copies of medical records if requested?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And then the law firm requests an emergency contact in the event that they're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. Is there someone that you can leave as an emergency contact?
Yes, Calvin House.
Okay. Calvin with a C?
Yes.
Okay. And what's the last name again?
House.
H-O-U-S-E?
Yes.
Okay. And what's a good contact number?
310-750-8365.
Okay. So I have 310-750-8365. Yes. Thank you. Okay, and then let me just verify I have the correct information down before I send over documents. So I have your first name spelled K-O-U-R-T-N-E-Y. Is that correct?
Yes.
I have your last name as G-E-N-T-R-Y.
Yes.
Okay, and I have the last four of your social as 5673.
Yes.
Okay. And then I have that you were diagnosed with ovarian cancer February 15th of 2024.
Mm-hmm.
And then you received treatment after the diagnosing date. So the date we have down is February 20th of 2024.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. And I have your date of birth as December 21st, 1990.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then I have your mailing address as 861 East 100th and 19th Street, Los Angeles, California, 90059.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes.
Okay, great. So I'm going to send over some documents through DocuSign. You'll see a HIPAA-compliant medical record release form. That'll allow the attorneys to request medical records, and then you'll get a text as well as an email that'll say Jeanette Butler at Mass Tort Strategies wants to send you a DocuSign. I'll stay on the line with you in case anything is misspelled or any of the numbers are off, or if you have any questions, okay? I just sent it over. Let me know when you see that text.
Okay. Got it.
Okay, go ahead and press that link and open it up.
Oh, wait. I don't know why I could say that. Hold on. Okay, got it. Hold on.
Okay. And you might have to check a box that says I agree to use electronic records and signatures.
Right.
And then go ahead and press start. And then that'll take you to the first signature field. Look over the names to make sure I accurately spelled your first and last name.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. What?
Great. Let me pull that up. I just got that back. Okay, yep, everything looks good. So the next step is you'll receive a call within the next 2 weeks from the law firm Pulaski Legal. They'll be calling just to start their case verification. They want to make sure it's okay for them to start the process of pulling medical records. If you miss their call, that's okay. They'll leave a voicemail with a callback number. Just please try to get back to them as soon as possible so they can start that process. Okay, Courtney?
Okay.
It was a pleasure speaking to you, and I'm sorry you were diagnosed with ovarian cancer after using hair relaxers. I hope you have a great upcoming birthday and a happy holidays.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.